KOW, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, W4DJW. Hey, Chad.
Chad, how are you this morning? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
I am wondering if you have like 5 minutes, not necessarily today, but I'm getting ready to get my analyzer and make sure I'm right in choosing what I've chosen.
Okay, you got off your X while you were talking, so it kind of went down in the white noise, and then it came back up toward the end, so I didn't get all of that. Are you on a handheld walking around?
No, sir. I'm in the shack. So what I said was I picked out a couple of analyzers, and I was wondering if you could maybe, when you have a couple of minutes, check behind me and make sure that the ones that I've chosen, make sure I'm making the right decision as far as my needs go. I just get a second pair of eyes on it.
No problem. I've got a few minutes now. I was just doing some CAD work on a support for an FPV mount, first person for a monitor for when you're flying. You got a camera inside the multirotor, and you can see from down below. You can see what it sees from up above. I'll just build in a little mount for that. I can pause for that and listen. Take a 30-minute break or something like that if you want. Have you got something picked out, something in mind?
I have two picked out, and I just would like for you to review them and make sure that that's what that would work for me.
Okay. I can Google them if you want to give me their names, and I can pull them up on the screen and take a look.
So the first one, you just go straight to DX Engineering if you want. That would be quicker. DX Engineering has got them both. It's MFJ 259 Delta. It's a 2200 meter antenna SWR analyzer.
Okay, I know that one very well because I have one. I was just looking for it. Make sure it's a 259. Give me just a second to put my hands on it, and I'll be right back. Okay, I didn't find it. That's the problem with cleaning up, is everything looks a lot nicer, but you say, I'm going to remember it if I put it here, and then you never remember it. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that's the same one that I have, so I know that one. But I'll look that up on DX Engineering. What's the next one?
Next one is a Comet. Hang on, Dave. I got it written right here. Let me just go to the web page on DX. It's Comet CAA 500 Mark II. And my question is, I'm struggling a little bit with the frequency range. And that's just a lot of information for me there to look at. And I just want to make sure I don't get something that I don't need. Another thing I'll tell you, too, is obviously if you're on CAD, you're designing a part. So don't forget now I got this whole machine shop down here. So if you need some help with something, just let me know.
Oh, I didn't know you had a machine shop. That's pretty cool. I got a three-axis CNC router. X, Y, and Z. No alpha or beta or gamma, but it does pretty good for what I need. The little things, I make little parts that go on airplanes and multirotors and stuff like that. Nothing big. But if I ever do get something big, maybe. Are your machines CNC or are they hand machines?
Engine lathe, which is non-CNC. I have a bridge port and a horizontal vertical gang mill, block mill, cylinder mill, bead blaster. I don't know how many welding machines down there, MIG, TIG, stick, Heliarc, whatever you want to do. So I do pretty small stuff sometimes too, but you know, I'm just letting you know that, you know, if you ever need help with something, hey, just all you need to do is just let me know.
Okay. Appreciate that. And it could happen, who knows. I'm looking at the 259D. It goes from 280 kilohertz to 230 megahertz. Mine does 230 plus 70 centimeters, which is 440. This one goes all the way up to 230 plus 220 meter antenna SWR analyzer. So that's something different. I don't know if you're planning on doing VHF and not UHF, or, but there is one. That 259D, I don't think, does 70 centimeters. But you want to check that out and see if it does, because you're probably at some point going to use 70 centimeters. It's kind of popular. And then I'm looking at the Mark II, the Comet Mark II. I'm hunting for, okay, 1.8 through 500. Whoa, that does it all. What's the difference in price? That's the main thing, is what's your spread from... This goes from 160 meters up to past 70 centimeters on the Comet, whereas the MFJ stops at 2 meters and doesn't go to 70 centimeters.
MFJ, they make a 259 Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and a Delta model. But I'm looking at the Comet, and I'm just wondering if that's going to be my better option. But it just says in the descriptions that it's UHF. It doesn't say anything about HF. And I would primarily be doing HF stuff, I guess. But I would like to have the option to do UHF and VHF if that's possible. So the spread is, I don't know, somewhere around 500, I'd say.
Okay. Well, if you're mainly interested in HF, then the two are pretty equal. Here's the thing to think about. We'll think about I don't see any prices on these. I don't know where you have to go in DX Engineering to find the price, but I don't see their prices. Anyway, those two look kind of equal, but what you're doing is you're having to remember, when you use one of those like that, that does not give you a graph. Those both have needles on the screen, needles that are moving back and forth on the screen. When you have a needle that's moving back and forth on the screen, if you know the frequency that you're shooting for, if you know it, on what band it is, those are great. They work fine for exactly what you need. If you want to see, like people say, this will tune on 80, or this will tune on 20, it may tune on 80, or it may tune on 20. It may come down at the beginning of 20 and be flat all the way across 20 and go up at the when it leaves 20. Or it may come down really steep at one end or the other of 20, just barely dip below the SWR of close to 1.1 to 1, and then shoot right back up. So their statement is accurate when they say it'll tune on 20. It's accurate either way, whether it's flat all the way across the band or whether it has an arc that just dips down on one frequency and then tears out of there and is gone. So you can get one frequency on 20 or you can get all of them. That's the difference. When you get something that has needles on it like this, you're going to have to go to the bottom and you're going to have to scan it. And in your head, you're going to have to remember that SWR was low at the beginning, and then it went up, and now it's out of sight, and then it came down, and it got close, but it wasn't that close, but then it tore off out of sight. Well, maybe I'll get a pencil and a piece of paper, and I'll start writing frequency number. No, none of that. Give me a graph any day that starts at the beginning of 20 and ends at the end of 20, and it shows me a curve with 1,000 points that built that curve from the beginning of 20 to the end, and then I can analyze whether that thing is decent for 20 or not. Am I making sense?
Dave, I have a rig expert, AA54, and it does the graphs. You might look that one up. And good morning, Chad, and I'm eating breakfast, so I got to jump back over to my breakfast in 0TR. I appreciate that. Enjoy your breakfast. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello. Well, Dave, the Comet 500 Mark II, it has a needle, but underneath it also has a LCD screen that has graphing on it. But obviously I need to do a little more research because you're exactly right.
So when I got my, and thank you, Tom, appreciate that. When I got my MFJ that is very similar to this one, except it does 70 centimeters instead of 220 or 2,200 meter antenna, SWR analyzer. So, yeah, you can swap out the one extra that you get with the Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta. When I first got mine, I didn't realize that that's the way a band worked, that's the way antennas tuned. I didn't know that antennas did that. I thought you tuned it for a band and you were done once you got it tuned and you could do the whole band. So that was my flaw in my thinking about how amateur radio works, right? I did not realize that you have a band spread and you have a resonant point, and that resonant point can last for a long time as you go up the band, or it can last for a skinny minute, right? And just dip down, touch it, and then you're out of there. You tear out of there. So the graph is worth, like they say, a picture is worth a million words. That graph is a picture that's worth a million words, right? A million times tuning that needle and watching those needles as you tune up the band and watching them go up and down and up and down and trying to compile all that information in your head is information overload, right? Doesn't do me any good at all. Now, there's other kind of ham radio operators, though, that want to tune to a frequency on 40 meters, and that's all they care about. They want to know that frequency on 40 meters is what they need it to be, and they don't care anything else about any other frequency on 40 meters. For them, the needles work great. They're perfect. So is that starting to give you some clarity?
They've also got a whole bunch of graphing type, like Tom was mentioning, the rig experts. But, and some of them are, you know, around the same price point. So, I'll go back and take a look at those and see, you know, if that's, I mean, you're right. You're exactly right. That's exactly why I was hoping you could get me in the right direction. So I'll go back and take a look at the rig experts and see if I can choose one in that type of area. And I may give you or Tom a call back and see if, you know, just make sure I'm doing right. That's all I'm trying to do here.
So another thing to think about, let me just throw this out there and make it even harder for you. At the last Greer Club meeting, they did a Ariel had a presentation on a mini VNA. VNA is a vector network analyzer. A SWR meter is a vector network analyzer as well, right? A vector network analyzer, you're measuring vectors across frequency and time, right? So those both do that. There is a mini VNA that costs about half of what these are. I found the prices on here, $329 for one and $399 for the other one, $400 for the other one. You might want to look into, I mean, if all you want to know is whether it's your SWR is decent, you might be, and the reason I tell you this, right, is because when I got the ability to graph, very seldom do I ever go back and use my MFJ 259, and I spent over $300 for that thing. And very seldom do I ever go back to it now. Now, this I bought the antenna analyzer that I have that does the graphs on the computer many years before cheap VNAs came out. VNAs normally cost in the tens of thousands of dollars, right? But now they've got them really, really cheap, $150 or something like that, or $110. I don't know what it was. I don't remember, but that's something you might want to look at. Mini VNA, YouTube videos, to see if you really want to spend $400 just to know what your SWR is. Just something to think about.
Yep, I'm glad to talk with you and Tom. Y'all got me on the right path. So, okay. All right. Well, let me go back and do a little more research on those, and then I'll go from there, because I'm kind of wanting to, I would like to be able to print something off and keep in my binder so that I know what my antenna, what this antenna is, what that antenna is, where I can and where I can't go. And, yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. I didn't think about that. But anyway, thanks for the help, bud, and appreciate your time. Don't forget now, you need some help. I got enough equipment down here to probably build a Navy, so appreciate it, Dave. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
All right, Chad. If I had it to do over again, if I knew then what I know now, I probably would not have spent $300 on a pair of needles to tell me what the reading was going to be. Instead, I would have just used one of those vector network analyzers like Ariel displayed, because it's got graphs and everything on there, too. I don't know if you can print them out or not, but I think you might be able to. But anyway, do some YouTube research on the VNA, mini VNA, and see if that might satisfy your need and keep $300 in your pocket while you're doing that. And do even a better job and spend a whole lot less money. That's the way technology works as it gets better and better over time. And if you want to, after a week from today, is today Wednesday? Today's Thursday. Yeah, a week from today, I'll be free from having to work. So if you want, and you get an hour free, and you want to just collect all of that information before you buy one of those, I can bring my antenna analyzer up there, and we can go through the bands. It'll take about an hour. Anyway, I won't keep you. KO4NUE, W4DJW. Have a good one.
Thanks, sir.
KO4QLG.
Well, how are you this morning? KO4NUE.
I'm doing good. I'm just throwing a word of caution. I hear the dark side knocking on your door.
You got me, bud. You got me. I'm not as bad as you are with the CNC stuff, but this is just one of those areas I'm learning that, you know, maybe just a needle on a scale is not enough. So I'll admit it, I may be entering into the dark side.
Be glad to have your expertise. Always good to share.
I said I'd never go to the dark side as far as, you know, CNC goes, but, you know, sometimes it's okay to stand on the edge a little bit, you know, I can do that and get away with it.
I think that last machine that you got kind of got you, well, not kind of, but definitely got you on the edge of that ledge.
I say
we'll be glad to have you.
Well, I'll admit now, it's kind of nice to, you know, you just kind of put in X, Y, and Z, and it kind of sort of does X, Y, and Z. You go do something else while that's doing all that. That is kind of nice, but see, you're off the, you're into the Death Star kind of. CNC. You're into that heavy, heavy stuff. I don't know. It's like a whole different platform. But I don't mind dipping in and out of the dark side and the light side every now and then. I mean, I can do that and not get, you know, not get in trouble maybe.
And the word I was looking for on my last transmit was assimilate. Was wanting to ask you how it went yesterday, too.
Basically, I'll give you a holler on the landline. I meant to update you, but Yeah, I'll call you on the telephone, let you know how that went, because it went, there's a little bit of disagreement up front, but he ended up seeing, you know, what I was saying, and but I'll call you here in a few minutes and let you know. How's Annie Oakley doing?
Real good today. Blood pressure's been kind of low for a couple of days, but we got it back up to a tolerable point, and everything's going good.
How about you? Things under control up there in the shop?
Still dodging a little bit of work to get some of my stuff done, but I'm pretty close to having two more parts finished up. I'm going to get a fixture made today. Going to do a little weed eating this morning. That's what I was doing when your conversation flared up out there. I was rolling some new string on the spindle.
Is the spindle, is it still up running?
About 5 gallons worth of aluminum chips I'm getting ready to buck it up and get it ready for the landfill. And planning to run it some today.
Send that to the landfill, leave it there, and then next time I go to the scrapyard, we'll just add it to the shop kitty, because aluminum's up right now, and it don't matter if it's mixed or not, I'll work it out with them.
I've got about 15 gallons already. Got them in them little 5 gallon buckets. I've got at least 3, if not 4.
Yeah, I just set them aside. I'm gonna come up that way especially this heat starting to get out of here, so I can tolerate being up at the camp. So just set them outside or whatnot, and we'll just add it to the shop kitty. And you, three or four buckets. I mean, that ought to be able to offset that end mill you broke the other day. Offset it a little bit anyway.
I think it's supposed to get back in the 90s next week.
Anybody seen the bear again?
Not really seen it. Sue says she heard it, but not real sure what they go with on her word. She says she knows what it sounds like, but I think she possibly getting it confused with a cow, but no sightings.
When I was down there, there's a bunch of bear hair around the corner of the building there, and where he's been rubbing on the side of the building. I don't think he's tried to get in the cabin or anything, but he's big enough to where I don't think I'm gonna stop him. I mean, if he wants to get through that door, he can. Maybe I need to put some nails on the door or something to keep him from trying to get in. But he's big enough. I'm not gonna sleep with the doors open no more. I don't. And he's not. He is not afraid of people, if it's the same bear we're talking about.
Last one that I've heard sightings of, it's been a small one. So there's apparently more than one, and this small one is not the same one that you got on video. That one you got on video is definitely bigger than. I don't think anybody would consider it a small one.
The video where he took the deer feeder, that's a 30-gallon deer feeder. And he's he picked it up like a lollipop, flipping it around, trying to get the corn out of it, everything else. So, you know, I know 35 pounds of corn ain't that big, but there's no way I could pick it up and handle it the way he was handling it. I mean, he was just swinging it around like a piece of candy.
I'm pretty sure we got more than one.
So what else has been going on? Any other excitement down at the bottom of the hill?
Well, nothing much. My neighbor, Dave, is out of town. Just left out this morning. I'm watching this place for him from the top of the hill here. And the neighbors across pasture hadn't heard much out of them since the sheriff's department was flying around their house. So everything's pretty cool.
Maybe they've shut some of that down. Let's hope, anyway. But other than that, how's things going in town?
Going pretty good. Having some slow spots. Having a hard time getting hunting ammo in. Had to get in like a box or two a week. I'm talking little 20 round boxes, not case size. But getting some firearms in. Still got them stacked on the wall pretty thick. But then getting some ammo in, just having a hard time getting hunting ammo in.
This thing's starting to recover a little bit.
Teeter, however you say that. Seeing a spike in sales on higher end assault rifles, almost like there's another panic about to start. We're pretty convinced that it's already started. We just haven't seen the spike in it yet, but it's on its way up. Seems like people are getting some high-end stuff that was not really selling during the last couple peaks. You know, it's like they're not looking for the cheaper get-in, get-out kind of stuff. They're looking for the, it's like the dedicated enthusiasts, if you follow.
Maybe can't get anything else. Or maybe, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what to think. This whole COVID thing is just, I've been trying to wrap my hands around, you know, financially or economically what's happening with all of the COVID and how that's affected things, and it's just, I don't know. The housing market is just upside down. We've had a couple friends sell a couple of houses, and so, their homes, and they're selling for, I mean, people are going to the realtor and saying, okay, well, the realtor says, okay, well, I'm asking $120,000 for the house. And they get in a bidding war, and, you know, next thing you know, they're paying $30,000-$40,000 over what the customer was asking for. And, I'm not too good at math, but I'm thinking eventually that something's going to end up being upside down there. I mean, that's just me. Like I said, I'm not a financial economic expert, but if you're paying $150,000 for a house, that's only worth $100, and you're going to the bank to get that money, I don't know, you know, what, I don't know how that's going to work out. We'll see. I don't know how deep this rabbit hole goes with, you know, COVID and what's going on in the world and everything else. We just have to wait and see, I guess. But it's a little unnerving at times.
I've been hearing that in other places, too. And seems like we're just working toward that breaking point. And then I think it's going to get into a little bit of politics and conspiracy theories and all that mixed in. But I've got my opinions. And probably have to just wait it out and see. Hindsight's 20/20.
You're right. There's no way to predict, I guess. But at any rate, all right, well, I'll probably head up that way a day or two. I don't think I'm going to stay. It's still too hot down there on the river. But I need to get up there and check things out and see kind of what's going on, I guess, and check on some other people up that way. I hadn't heard too much from Roland here lately, so I need to go by and check on him, see how he's doing. And I'm trying to meet up with Gary when I'm up that way. He told me to give him a holler when I get up to deer camp. He said he'd come up and eat lunch with me one day up there at the camp. That's KI4DOS. He does a Wednesday night check-ins. If he comes up there and eat lunch, you want to come down there and eat with us?
Well, see, why not? Always glad to get a meal from the master chef of the hill.
Swing by the next day or so and check on Roland. I expect it's been a while since he's been out. I'll go see if I can get him in the vehicle, maybe go out to lunch or something and spend the afternoon with him and see how he's doing and whatnot. But matter of fact, I'll see if I can get him on radio here in a little while and go from there. But I'll be up there in a day or so, I guess. Like I said, I don't think I'm gonna stay, but I need to check on the camp down there. But anyway, nice talking to you, cuz. And this is KO4NUE and KO4QLG. I'll be clear. You have a wonderful day, bud. And I'll see you in a couple of days. I'll give you a call on landline here in a few minutes.
That got a CWP class on Saturday. Gonna be getting the range ready and doing some weed eating here in a few. And it's KO4QLG. I'm clear.
KO4NUE.
Can you call me on a landline?
Just did, bud. I'll try again.
And you must have hit the wrong digit.